views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I've been using this radio show to provide creative solutions for people, and we love to hear from you. You can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to shift some energy. My guest today is Sharan Sirdar, and she is an epigeneticist by training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Are you there, Sharan?
Hi, Colette. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. It's a pleasure to hear your voice all the way from the UK.
Always a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me again.
We love to work on, I love working with you about in this way, because you are talking about how it's not like a sentence if you have DNA or genetic disease in your family, like it's not something that can't be changed. And I love that you are looking into this and sharing this information with people. And today we wanted to talk about how your DNA is silently listening. Do you want to explain what you mean by that?
Yeah. So, you know, as you do talk about as well, is that, you know, everything is energy. And if you were to look at your hand, you would find the cells. If you had a really strong microscope, you know, you'd go further and further, and then you'd have the nucleus and of the cell and the DNA, and you go further and further, you find all the atoms, and further than that, you'd find yourself in space, really. There's energy and space. And there's a lot of potential in that space. This is the potential that allows us to, it's our innate ability to be of health. It's our innate ability to be of prosperity. It's everything that we are. It's coursing through us. So that's the energy that we're talking about. And this energy is always communicating with us, communicating with our DNA. And so that's what I meant really by the title, is that, you know, your DNA is silently listening. And it is because there's nothing that you can, the only way that you can really feel that is to actually feel everything you're feeling in your body, the sensations. And so then the question is, well, okay, so we have that, but then we have all the other issues showing up. So what's going on? So the answer to that is that we have our own emotions and experiences that we've had that have, the best way to, I guess, the word to use there is lodged into our energy system. And so not only ours, but also our ancestors, if they went through famine or drought or trauma, war, any of that, you know, the Holocaust, you and I were talking earlier about how, you know, in the Amazon, with regards to women, you probably say it better than I do, but you know how their left breast was cut off way past back.
They used to, there was a tribe of women warriors that used to lop off their left breast because when they, to be able to pull the bow. Mm-hmm. And, it's interesting because the reasons why people become ill are often not really to do with the physical body. And they're like hidden memories that, you know, like these hidden memories that you're talking about, you know, and, you know, when you were talking about the space right away, you know, I was thinking about how, you know, we are all connected by atoms. Mm-hmm. And these atoms are made up of 99% space. So mm-hmm. the one thing that glues us all together is space. That's what we all have in common.
And it's,
you know, because we are multifaceted human beings, you know, we are operating on many different dimensions and existences and time and space. We are in a position where we are affected by things that what I call external forces that come at us. And a lot of these external forces can be, are in our physical environment, the country we live in, you know, the way we were raised, the religious experiences, the cultural experiences, you know, all of these experiences. And what I love about it is that, you know, you have a lot of years of studying this behind you. So what have you personally discovered about this?
Which aspect exactly?
Well, just because, when you have such a strong background in the science of it, and what made you decide to go in the epigeneticist route?
Because while I was working in the laboratory, I just knew there was another way. There was something in me that was pulling me towards this way. And having read Bruce Lipton's book, Biology of Belief, which I highly recommend if anybody's interested in looking at this field further, is that it really comes full circle to that everything influences our DNA, everything. And so we have that perfection of space, the energy within us, that consciousness that goes through us. And that's always there. But we have all the external, like you said, the external forces and, you know, things that we experience or our ancestors have experienced. And so there's a whole soup of information that the DNA is then listening to. So our thing is really to, as humans, is to begin to, it's, you know, how entrainment or resonance is like whatever you focus on, you will have more of. And so the more we can focus on that consciousness that within us that is perfection, which is already us, the more we can then begin to clear all the other stuff and experience that, because the DNA then begins to resonate with that more and more.
And it's such a beautiful thing to know that.
Yes.
And to have it backed by science. And, you know, because there's a lot now you'll see, on Facebook, in social media, you'll see a lot of articles about that now that scientists are recognizing this, that our DNA and the expression of it in our body is directly affected by our emotions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have to take a short break now, but when we come back, we do have a caller and we'll take that call. We like to take the calls as soon as possible. But what I wanted to say about that before we go to break is that this gives us so much opportunity to shift things that we were told that we can't shift.
Absolutely. So,
you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit the Fear and Anxiety Solution.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. Sharan, I'm just going to get you to share your contact information with everyone before we continue here. And we've got callers to take. So,
Yes, it's www.sharansirdar.com. That's C-H-A-R-A-N for November, S-U-R-D-H-A-R.com. And you'll find all my social media buttons on there as well, to connect with me on Facebook, YouTube, and so on and so forth. And I have a free gift for you on my website as well. So it's actually talking about the gene Ohm, and that's like an Ohm without an E. So going into explaining what we were discussing in the first quarter of this show about the energy in space and how that impacts your DNA. So
thank you for that. How do people receive, if they go to your website, they can,
yeah, they can just
access that there?
Yeah, they can just do that over there.
Awesome.
I just thought it was a great fit for what we were just talking about just now.
Absolutely. I'm going to take this first caller here. We have Trish from British Columbia. Are you there, Trish?
Hello.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hello.
Hi, how are you
this
morning?
Thank you for taking my call.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there. Now we can hear you. What can we do for you today?
I have a couple things I would like to ask. I was adopted when I was a baby, and there was a 3-month period where when my adopted parents got me, I was 3 months old. So I was wondering if we could clear whatever energy happened to me from the time I was born.
Absolutely. Sharon, this is an interesting concept too, that, you know, for adopted, you know, people who are adopted, and the 3-month period I'm getting for that is being in the gap and not being like in a home and not being like not real, like that 3-month period. I'm going to work on that, the kind of separation issues from that.
Okay.
Sharon, what are you picking up?
Well, what I wanted to say is this is really interesting, Trish, that you rang in, because it's there was a study done. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there was a study done with twins. No, sorry, not twins, adopted children. And what they found was that, and this is, of course, nothing to do with you, just saying that out loud, but it's what they were looking for in that study. And what it was is that these families had cancer or in their lineage. And what they discovered is that these adopted children actually developed the same diseases. So it's really interesting that you call, because a lot of people are not aware of the fact that when children are adopted, they do actually pick up those beliefs and the perceptions of the family that they've been adopted into as well. So I just wanted to say that out loud.
Yeah, and as soon as you said that, Sharon, what I was picking up energetically is that misery loves company. You know that saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not on a conscious level, but, you know, when you see baby animals born, most baby animals, like, you know, like a deer, they're up and running right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they very quickly, and a human being, the baby's brains are still developing after they're born, and that first year is, you know, important in the upbringing. So what I was working on for you, Trish, is your connection to source energy of being held. It's coming up like not feeling held enough at that time. So we're and having the attention of your mother. And so we're just going to strengthen you for on both ends of that, and all of the issues that brings up for you of separation. And it's coming up like not being able to fit in and that. So we want to strengthen you to get in the flow there. You know, what has come to me around this issue is that when children are given up for adoption, there's, you know, many, many circumstances that bring that about. And but every single child is always conceived with love, because children come from God. You know, we're the vehicle through which children come and babies come, but we are all really the creation of the universe. And so every single one of us is loved. Every single one of us, and we can get into the flow of that. And so I was wanting to strengthen you to that, what I call your authentic self triad, your body, soul, spirit, that you've always been loved. You are from love. You are able to love, willing to love, capable of loving. and desire to love is actually all of these things and your desire to be loved. So we want to strengthen that. It's kind of like you have a misperception that you weren't loved when you were born, and you were. The universe loves you. And so I just want to ask you, because we didn't get like a baseline for you, how you were feeling about it, but are you noticing a shift right now?
Yes, I am noticing a shift. I was probably about 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm down to probably like a 3.
Yeah, that's good. So we're going to strengthen this that we can move, that you can get into that flow and strengthen you to being in the flow. And also what I'm getting is understanding fully that you are always in the right place at the right time. There's a synchronicity to life. And so we just strengthen that. Sharan, can we get her down from a 3 to 0 here?
Well, what I was picking up was grief from that age, very young. So cleared that, and also a broken heart. And that broken heart, energetically, the heart is a very important organ of creating a field of energy for us. And it creates so much for us with regards to communication, helps communication from cell to cell. But it also, it's about communication from us to others and others to us. And so when we have a broken, energetically broken heart, I'm not talking about the physical at all, and has nothing to do with the physical as such, but it's more about how we show up. And so it's basically that it was 17% connected, and there was grief from that time around it. And so what I've done is I've worked on that and cleared that. So it's like all your life you've had that energy of that broken heart. And so now to have that experience of a full connected heart is, it's going to be something that you'll feel in the days to come.
Yes, I can. Trish, how are you feeling right now?
A lot more calm. I've been doing some therapy, and it just came up. We were talking about being adopted and stuff, and just the underlying depression for my entire life.
Yes.
And that's what can happen with a broken heart, is depression. One of the symptoms of that is depression.
And so we want to strengthen you to be able to get into this flow of love, of unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting forgive and forget unconditional here. It's kind of like the perception that you were not wanted. So we're just going to strengthen you and recognize everyone listening in that we all are wanted. We are unique. We are individual. And we are all connected. Having said that, each and every one of us has our own unique, divine gifts to bring to this earth at this time. And so you would not be here if your soul was, you know, your soul is absolutely sure that you are in the right place at the right time. So we just strengthen that. That connection comes through your heart. And Sharan, I can just feel this shifting so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to check in with you again, Trish, and just see where you're at now.
I would say I'm probably at a 1.
Yeah, so we're just going to allow you
that
to...
That was around my heart just has lifted.
Ah, good. Do you feel a lightness around your heart right now?
Yeah.
I
feel like my chest
beautiful.
Is being squeezed.
I can feel it.
So.
Yeah, I can too.
Yeah, it's almost making me cry. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Tears of joy instead of tears of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to strengthen that for you that, you know, when people laugh and cry, if you take a picture of them and you don't have any... you know, preconceived notion of whether that person was told something funny or sad. It's very challenging to tell from a picture if someone's really laughing really hard or crying really hard. And that's quite often why when people are shifting energetically, they'll either cry, and that's kind of like a sentimental sadness of letting go of the old problems. And then a lot of times they'll break into laughter as they see the humor of it. So thank you so much for calling in, Trish. And, you know,
let us know
how you're doing. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, on social media, and Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Sharan, we have a few callers here, so we're going to take the next call right away here. This is Karina from California. Are you there, Karina? Karina?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Karina. Hi.
Good morning. What can Sharan and I do for you today?
Okay. Well, I do need a shift. I've been trying to shift on my own. I've done some Reiki and just practicing everything Transformation Radio is suggesting. But I've never had a chance to talk to you guys, I believe, and actually do a shift, you know, with you girls.
Awesome. What are you working on shifting here?
Okay, well, there's two main things. I guess the first thing would be I'm a smoker and I want to stop. And then the second thing would be my thoughts about my husband have been, like, torturing me forever. And I used to let those thoughts, I would feed into them, and they would just, I mean, I realized that's the problem I was having in my marriage, is that I was feeding into my thoughts and,
okay,
and possibly him too. I don't know.
My question, sorry, Colette, well, I was just going to say, my question to you is, which one feels the biggest, the elephant in the room? Because it might actually be the one that's actually feeding the other one. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess it would be, you know, my thoughts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I was going to say, when I tested it energetically, the weakest one is your relationship with your husband.
Yes.
And you were picking that up too, Sharon. And yeah, that's causing you to pacify yourself with mm-hmm. cigarettes. And what I'm getting is that also with you, this is coming up from when you were a baby, from life force energy. The lungs are where we pull in life force energy, and also picking up the energy, you know, from, it's coming up your father. Like, Sharon, what are you getting?
I'm still going here, so you carry
on. Okay. What I would like to ask you, Karina, is on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst and 0 being neutral, where are you on that scale?
As in my feelings?
Yeah, how much is it bothering you?
Well, it bothers me 10. Yeah.
Okay.
What bothers me? What's this?
All right.
The fact that I can't control myself, or
well, what's coming up is a lot of thoughts that people have that are on, held on the subconscious level, which is our development from, you know, when we're born to the age of 7. A lot of our thoughts are developed by our subconscious mind, and it's kind of like those thoughts actually belong to the people that we're raised by. And they're not, you know, because as a young child, our physical environment and our upbringing has a huge effect on how we look at life. And so what I'm getting is you get caught in this negative loop of thoughts. And then when you want to pacify yourself, it's coming up not being, do you have any stories about when you were a baby? Were you a fussy baby,
yeah,
or a happy baby? Did your parents ever
tell
you?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. Yes. Well, you know, when I was in the womb, there was a tumor growing with me. And my mom already had 4 children, and she lived in Los Angeles. Throughout her pregnancy, basically the doctors were encouraging her to have an abortion because of everything that can have anything, you know, what could happen with a tumor growing inside. So
where,
we had to
where
fight
was the
for
tumor?
My life. It was in the uterus.
Right. Okay.
In case, wow, there's a lot of energy coming in here around us. And this is, yeah. So I'm, Sharon, are you ready here?
Yeah, what I found.
You go for it.
Okay, well, what I found, before you mentioned the tumor, because that's another whole energy that came up, but it was the kidneys, and there was a disconnection between your lungs. So like the previous caller, she had a disconnection with the heart. For you, it was the lungs. And you had some physical trauma around the age of 27, give or take a year. Does that resonate with you?
27?
27, yeah.
Let me see. I think 27. That was almost 10 years ago. So what, like 90s? No, wait, 06, 07? No, I don't know what year that would be. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Perhaps. I did have a car accident around that time.
You had what, sorry?
Hello? I had a car accident around that time. Could that be what you're talking about? Because
yes,
I did have a car accident. That was like in 2010.
Yeah, so I
had a near-death experience, actually.
Mm. Yeah,
because what I'm picking up is while you were in the womb, that's a very challenging situation for a mother to be in, that as she's producing life, she's also has a tumor that is about death. And death and birth are very intimately connected. They're actually, both of them are transitions. And so this is once again, your connection to source energy. I'm going to work on that. Sharan, what are you
getting? Yeah. What else I got was, what other things I got were a no will to live energy from around 8 as well. That was impacting your bronchial tubes. So it's almost like you have to smoke to kind of, either it's like it kind of it's following that energy of no will to live, you know. Mm. And that's impacting one of the meridians in the body as well. But anyway, that's cleared. So just and that let me see, because that particular energy of no will to live, it's not anything like you wanted to kill yourself or anything, but it's just, you know, it could be a moment where you just didn't want to be there, or you got told off, or there was embarrassment or something like that. But it mm-hmm. just to an extent that made you feel like you wanted to disappear.
And this, well, see, when you say that, Sharan, they wanted the tumor to disappear, not the baby, because the mom, your mom, Karina, absolutely, mm-hmm. you know, I'm getting, there's no way she was ending your life. She would have rather ended her own. So we're just going to strengthen all of this, that there would have to be choice between the two of you, like that, you know, choose to live or choose to die. So live well, don't live well, die, don't die well. We're just going to strengthen all of that for you, your connection to source energy. And I just want to check mm-hmm. in with you number wise, if you just, you know, take a breath here right now and feel it, what has the number shifted for you?
Well, at the moment, yeah, it has.
Okay, so you're starting to feel a little bit of a shift here. So we're going to strengthen you to moving this energy. It's kind of like you've been on this earth for 37 years, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you to that, that all the time that you've been on the earth and your connection to source energy, and then your connection to being on this earth. And it's actually coming up very similar to the first caller's issue. So we're just going to strengthen that 100% for you. Again, that you can feel your feet underneath you, that that you are able to walk this earth and without fear and without this constant fear of not supposed to be here is how I'm picking it up from your higher self. And so you absolutely are supposed to be here. And it's coming up what you feel that you're supposed to do. And so your purpose for being here. So we're just going to strengthen that. Your purpose for being here is to be the best version of yourself. That's everybody's purpose. So we just strengthen you to that, that you can step into this beautiful place of, you know, walking on this earth, totally strong in your power and able to handle whatever life kind of throws you. And so we just strengthen that. Sharan, do you have any other?
No, I've just been joining you in with you on strengthening her on everything. So.
Okay, so Karina, where are you at right now with that? Number-wise, give me a number.
At the moment, I mean, nothing really bothers me at the moment.
Good. What we call that is neutrality. And so mm-hmm. we're going to strengthen mm-hmm. you to that feeling. It's sort of like you came into this world with a lot of stress. And so I'm just getting that, you know, your DNA was kind of hardwired, or your cells in your body were hardwired for being bothered. And so we're just going to strengthen you that in the upcoming days here, you're not going to be bothered by not having any bothers. That yeah, may sound funny.
Yeah, that does sound funny, because we're so anxious. We always try to think of a problem.
Yeah, there we go. So yeah. Those thoughts. So we're strengthening you right now.
I have a quick question.
That when you have these thoughts hit you, like, you know, when they come to you, that you could put some energy into your spine, feel your heart, and stop the panic feeling, and just by going to this place of calmness. We do have to take a quick break, and we have other callers on the line, so I'm going to let you go. And this is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. We will be right back after this short break to take the rest, the next caller. Thank you so much for calling in.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and I have Sharan Sirdar with me today, and we have been shifting energy for callers who are calling in, and we're going to take this next caller, Mark from Atlanta, Georgia. Are you there, Mark?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi,
how
good.
You doing,
how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, pretty good. Yes, I heard you speaking about DNA. Yes, I heard you speaking about DNA, and I wanted to know how does the DNA impact either prosperity or either financial struggle? Because when I look at my family, I see like a generational cycle of financial struggle. You know, people working hard but never having enough money to do anything other than pay bills. It always seems to be like a financial type of struggle cycle.
Okay, and what, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you on that scale?
Maybe an 8.
Okay, so I'm going to give Sharon a second here or a couple minutes, and I'm going to address what I'm getting right away here, is that this is a lot of the problems that people talk about being genetic are actually ancestral, and many, you hit the nail on the head, many financial problems and money problems are passed down through generation after generation after generation. I'm getting for you, this is coming up on the spiritual level, and it's also coming up on like actual, the energy where you are in Atlanta and the energy of it's sex, money, freedom, slavery, like fame, fortune, what people have to do for that and what people are told they're able to do and what they're not able to do. And so it's kind of like on this planet at this time, many people are a slave to money. They're going back and forth, you know, to work and just to make ends meet. And this energy, which I'm going to work on that in the background, because this once again is coming up, a disconnection from source energy again. Not being in the flow, not that certain people deserve to have abundance and other people don't. And I'm going to work on it from my end. Sharon, what are you getting?
Wow. Okay. So lots here.
Yeah.
So like Colette said, it is ancestral. And you know, it's always, we think that it's something we're doing wrong, but it's usually what we have collected from our ancestral lineage. And for you, what was coming up is really interesting. It's actually the heart chakra, the sacral chakra. So the heart chakra is all about, like I was talking earlier, about the field of energy we create. The sacral chakra is about our creativity. It's actually, we already have this abundance within us. And what was impacting this is that there was some grief passed on to you from your mom, your grandmother, going back 11 generations from a female. So whatever she was experiencing, it got trapped in her body and she has then passed it on. So I've cleared that, and that's allowed, it's cleared from the woman 11 generations ago. Even if these people are not alive, this energy is like a domino effect that clears from you, clears from all the way back and forwards and sideways. So your sisters, your brothers, you know, relatives, uncles, aunts, that kind of thing. You've also got defensiveness, which is an energy that you've picked up from your dad, and it's from your grandmother's side. That goes back 9 generations from a female. So I'm just clearing that. That was also impacting your heart chakra. And so if you think, you know, what I was saying earlier in the show is that the heart is about us being able to communicate and be that field of energy. And when we're that field of energy that already exists, that consciousness that already exists within us, which is already abundant, and we move all these other things out of the way, it's like filters, then abundance is just our natural way of being. So, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, this is what it's come, you know, that's what I was getting, is that the energy is caught in his diaphragm. When we move from the lower chakras, you know, the base one being survival, and then the next one, as you said, creativity, and this is our ability to manifest abundance on the third dimensional plane. And so we want to strengthen that for you. And we want to strengthen your solar plexus, that chakra that goes right before the heart, so that all of this energy can flow in a more beautiful way. I just want to check in with you, because we're running out of time here, where you are on that scale of 0 to 10 right now. Has it shifted for you at all?
Yes, I did feel a shift. I would say about a 3.
Good. You know, Sharon, we're on a roll today. Let's get them down to 0 here. And I wanted to point out that everybody who's listening in, these issues, as everybody has noticed, are very similar. And so if you're waiting and you didn't get in to be able to speak with us, recognize that we are shifting energy around this subject. And anyone listening at this time who has a similar issue, we'll get some clearing from this without having to actually speak to us, because The beauty of this radio show is that the callers who call in are actually representing not just themselves, but many, many people. So, Sharan, any last words here for Mark?
Well, again, your heart area coming up with an emotion of self-abuse, which is inherited from your dad's side, going back five generations from a female. And so self-abuse is basically beating yourself up. So if you have that energy of like, you know, the whole family is beating themselves up, you know, and it's just money is just one of the ways that we can beat ourselves up. And so that is now cleared as well. How's that feel?
Oh, that feels much better. Down to zero. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Sharan, I know we're going to be running out of time here totally. I just want to thank you, Mark and Trish and Karina, for calling in and showing us, you know, what people, kind of what the energy is, collective influence energy is feeling right now. And what I would like to have you do, Sharan, is just, you know, give some last thoughts here before we get off the air.
It's exactly what you said, Colette, that, you know, everything that we've done for everyone, it's a collective energy, and whoever listens in, whether it's a replay, it is going to help them clear it within them as well. Because I know you and I, when we kind of work together, it's like a dynamo effect. It's amazing. I love working with you.
I love working with you too, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to do so, and to also thank these brave people who are calling in, and
absolutely,
you know, with open minds and willing to be in a place where people want solutions to their problems. We can strengthen for everybody here to have creative solutions, and also just strengthening this authentic self triad, the body, soul, spirit, that we're in a place where we are loved. We are always loved, and we come from love, and that a lot of people feel kind of disconnected from that right now. It's kind of like the focus in our society is, in most societies these days, is to, you know, compete. And I love working teamwork. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, you know, that's why I love to have you on, because it's fun working with you. It's fun to shift energy with others and to be with like-minded people who are also searching for the beauty in life. And so let's just, you know, strengthen that and put that out to everybody. I want to thank you so much, Sharan, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Colette.
And thank you to all the listeners, and Brian, my producer. And I just wanted to say that my new Life Sparks book is out. It's a short story of inspiration that I share with 20 other authors. And this book just came out. It's available on Amazon. It's called Life Sparks. And I will be interviewing in the upcoming weeks for some of these authors, my fellow authors in this book, and who want to speak about their chapters in the book and how the hardships that they were going through and how they managed to shift it. And so I'm really looking forward to that in the upcoming weeks, as well as shifting more energy as usual. So thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Colette Marie Steffen from The Truth Is Funny. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.